Hey, Mother Knows Best listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Mother Knows Best, your favorite mother podcast.
Nice, Mom. You're getting so good at that.
Mother podcast.
Mom podcast.
Mom podcast.
Today's episode
is
just gonna be.
Alex is gonna be really nervous. She may be giving me like batting her eyes at me the whole time
because
it's like girl crush.
Girl crush. Like I ran into Mark Wahlberg the other day coming out of the elevator and I was like, "What's up, Mark?" and like kept walking. Like I don't, it's very hard. We saw Justin Timberlake, and I'm like,
no way, where?
I saw him in Miami, and I just like, you can't. I don't care. This girl today, like, I don't. I think it's because I don't know what it is, but there's a couple people that I follow really closely on social media, and she's just one of them. And I admire her because, okay, so it's Shannon Ford, which I think if you're here listening to that, you probably know that. What I love the most about Shannon is that we watched her get fired off of Barry Cavallari. She was just a normal person like the rest of us, and something very normal happened to her. She got fired. However, it was filmed on a reality TV show, which I think at that age would be scarring.
Yeah.
Like, that would be so hard. And she took it, and now she's a very successful influencer. Her podcast signed with the Toast Network. Like, she's just a girl that feels attainable, and we're watching her dreams come true, and I just relate to that.
And she's beautiful, but she also, you can, when you watch her, you see that she just kind of has this magnetic energy.
She's just, yeah, she's like a relatable presence. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine seeing her in person, which we're going to do in like 10 minutes. And I can't, like, I cannot handle it.
We may have to pick Alex up off the floor, yeah.
I know, I'm freaking out. I don't know what angle to take with her. Like, I don't know. If she checks her DMs for me, I will fall over and die.
Oh, yeah, because, wait, Alex, how long have you been DMing her?
I checked since 2019. I've been DMing her. Like, I'll respond to every story, and I'm like, you're a mood. Like, single Shannon's the best. Oh, my God, I'm so happy you have a boyfriend. Like,
You're a mood.
I'm ridiculous in these DMs.
Okay, I'm a little paranoid that no one's told me I'm a mood.
Maybe they have. You haven't read it. She's never read mine. I'm mortified, but I'm so excited.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy won every single fight. Will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Mom,
yes,
we have to get through your boomer move, and then I have to get out of this room and stand up, or I'm going to lose my mind.
Okay, so my boomer move is I was on a girls' trip this last weekend, and there was quite a few of them, but the main one was we go to dinner, and we pay. This is the second night we're there, and I get this ping on my American Express, but I purposely used my other card because, oddly, I don't know why. I just was like, I'm going to use my other card on this. But even though I got a ping on my American Express, I'm like, well, that's odd. I didn't use my American Express. Didn't think anything about it. Kept going. And I was like, that's so weird. I don't think I used my American Express. And Debbie, anyway, we figured out that we'd switched credit cards. It took us like a whole day to figure it out.
So somebody else had your credit card and used it?
And then paid dinner.
And paid for dinner with it?
Because paid her part of dinner with my credit card.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah,
that's,
and then it
move.
Took the whole time to figure it out. I was kind of like, that's so weird. Like,
wow, yeah. That's a boomer move.
That's a boomer move.
Did you have fun on your girls trip with your girlfriends?
I had a great time. I think sometimes you just have to recharge with your girlfriends.
I love that. There's nothing more special.
Yeah.
I think Shannon could be one of my friends.
I think she could too. Well, yeah. Oh, my God. And Alex probably will. She'll just make a new friend. That's just how Alex is.
No, I won't.
And I'll still be going like, hi.
No, I'm telling you, Shannon will not walk away from this, my friend, because I will not know what to do. Like, she'll be like, she's kind of weird.
I'm going to ask her if she's checked her DMs lately from you.
Please don't do that. I will die. Without further ado, and nobody else listens to this episode, just know I will on repeat. Welcome to the show, Shannon Ford.
Hello, Shannon.
Okay.
Well, Shannon, thank you for coming on.
Absolutely.
I'm so excited about today. So first off, we're going to get into your relationships later with your mom and parents, your Taylor, your friend.
Yep.
And then James.
Yes,
but boyfriend. We're going to cover the career part first.
Got it.
Okay.
Full spectrum.
Full talk show. Okay, you have a new apartment in New York City.
Kind of. Well, got it in January, but I just never fucking went to it.
Did?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. So, no, okay. I can't really talk about it. It gives me great anxiety.
It does?
Well, just a lot of, like, life thing happened right after I got it, and then I just had to keep being back in Nashville, and then I was just, like, this empty, very expensive apartment just collecting dust, which was...
That's pretty stressful.
Traumatizing.
Yeah.
No, it's fine, though. I'm here a lot more now, which is good.
Well, and you have your podcast that you just signed with. How long ago did you do that? With The Toast?
Recently, yeah. Okay. So, like, less than a month ago.
Oh, wow.
I know. First episode just came out like 2 days ago with them. So it was great.
Okay. That is very exciting. Okay. You are clearly a successful influencer.
Oh, thank you.
But I would be remiss by not bringing up the part about Just Cavalieri. You were on it. That's how you kind of got started.
Yeah.
And then you were fired on that show. And in the scheme of things, that seems so minuscule and like nothing that has to do with where you are now.
Right.
But what did that teach you? How did you get from there to now?
Oh, I mean, massive platform. Obviously, I would also be remiss to not say that just like catapulted the social media side of things. So I actually worked for her in social media. I did the social media for her brand. So I always like loved social media. I like randomly had, I think maybe like 15,000 followers, but for no real reason other than I just like enjoyed posting content and whatever. And didn't have a degree in social media, went to school for political science, really fucking using that. But I basically just wanted to
You must be pretty freaking smart.
Oh, well, I hated school. I dropped out. I don't have a degree. So that should be also noted and put on record. But a lot of student loans. Love that. I basically got the job without having any like real experience, which was really cool of her to like give me a shot. Mm-hmm. And then there was a reality show that basically came about like a year later. She was like, hey, I want to get back into reality TV, but I kind of want it to be about my employees. Like I've been in the drama because I don't know if you are like remembering the show she was on was back when she was like a teenager called like Laguna Beach and the Hills.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah. Like she was like, I kind of want the drama away from my life. I want it to be on like my employees. So I was like, sign me up, fam. And then I kind of became like the villain on the show, but kind of knew that was coming. So I wasn't like super upset about it or anything. And then I did get fired from the show and in real life. That sucked. that I wouldn't recommend, 0 out of 10. But to your point, it definitely did like teach me so much in the scheme of like where I need to go next. And I like, you know, didn't really want any more like major bosses, like didn't love that. Wanted to do my own thing, wanted to do social media on my own. I was already good at it, but just wanted to kind of like put it on my own self and my own shit. So it was, yeah, it helped a lot though to have the platform of the TV show for sure.
So how did you make that transition? Like, what did you do?
Kind of forced into it. I mean, they were just like, bye. And I was like, what? And then all these people that I'd like been like, I don't want to do these ads on Instagram. Like, I'll just be on the show for like 12 years. What would they do without me? And then, you know, they're like, a lot, bye. And so I was like, okay, maybe I'll like call one of these people back that are doing Instagram ads. And then I kind of just started being myself on Instagram and just talking like to camera with stories and stuff. And just kind of happened.
And that just kind of eventually grew, like over...
Yeah, super like organically.
How long ago was that?
4 years, 5 years.
Okay.
So it was definitely like a slow burn, like organic, which I much prefer that. I mean, yes. It's tough when people go on reality shows and they get like a million followers overnight. You're almost like, who am I even talking to? Who are my fans? Who hates me? Who's just following me because they don't like me? I feel like I had like a steady grow of like people that were like fucking with me, which
is
nice.
So what do you think it is about that you attract the fans that you have? Because I think you're really down. You're easy to talk to. You're down to earth. I mean, just by watching you, it's very. I mean, you just kind of want to keep watching because you're very pleasant to watch. But what is it like? What's your fan base that you think attracts to you?
I wonder if it's just like, I know nowadays on social media, a lot of people are a lot more like authentic and relatable and whatever. But I mean, I found it impossible to not kind of do that. Mm-hmm. And I was really like cynical, like when I would watch people be like, da-da-da, I was like, oh, shut up. And so a lot of it was like me not being nice at first, but then I see both sides of it. I see why you have to kind of have a facade on social media, and I see why people are just fed up with it and just want to be themselves on social media. So I think maybe in the beginning people were just like like appreciating that. And now they just feel like they know me because we've all followed each other for so long. You know, when you follow someone for years, you just feel like you know them. So maybe that's why it's kind of just like steadily grown. But
are you really that much of a different person than you are?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, that's what I'm okay.
No, so, I think that's why people like, yeah. Like when I meet people, they're like, whoa, you're just like you are online. I'm like, whoa, what a concept.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's crazy. That's me, baby.
Yeah.
Do you think when you were working, when you were doing the show and working with Kristen, that you knew this is where you eventually wanted to be, or did this just...
Yeah. I feel like I don't want to be like too humble and be like, no, I just never knew all this would happen. I was like, I want to be fucking famous. Like, yeah. I wanted to like do it. Yeah.
And you didn't want to have a boss.
Yeah.
You knew you wanted to be self-employed.
Yes. And to be fair, anyone that like watched the show, like people are so nice. The people that have been like following for a while are like, you got such a bad edit. I'm like, ooh, no, I kind of said and did all those things. Like I wasn't the best employee, especially when the show took off. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you like have all these followers and all these opportunities, but you still work for a lady for her jewelry company. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like it's tough to just like still be like, I'm just so excited to go to work today and talk about bracelets. It's like, no, bitch, I want to make $12 million from an Instagram ad. Like it's, you get caught up in it. And so for that point, her firing me because I was a bad employee doesn't really require air quotes, like maybe like a half an air quote. It's like, wasn't like that good.
Yeah.
Wasn't that great of an employee always. So,
okay. So, you met a good friend through this?
Yeah.
Taylor?
We were friends before.
Oh, you were?
Like for like 2 years. Like, yeah, we both were like, should we do the show? This is so weird. And
okay.
We were both like, do we have anything to lose? I mean, a lot of people thought our friendship started on the show, but we had been friends for a little bit beforehand.
Okay. I didn't catch that part.
No, that's okay. Now it's like 8 years and it feels like forever, which is great.
Well, yeah. That's what I was going to. So she's pregnant with her third.
With her third, yes. And, I mean, I cannot believe that.
And
so
it looks like you guys are really close friends.
Yeah.
And you guys live kind of polar opposite lives, like mom of three or almost three being pregnant all those times. And then you're kind of single doing your thing.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, but not recently single, to be fair.
What?
But recently not single. I do have a boyfriend.
Oh, boyfriend. Yes.
But no, but single but for a like, really long time. Yeah. And not married. You know, the doctor's appointments, I say single. So I was like...
Okay. Just, that's what I meant by single. Not married. I meant love. Not married. I should
not
say
married.
That. Not married. Okay.
Right down to the guts of it. No, not married. Me, I'm like, yeah. No,
okay.
No, we've been dating for like 4 months. He's like relaxed. But
well, he's awfully handsome anyway.
He is really cute, isn't mm-hmm, he? Mm-hmm. So we get asked that a lot, like how are y'all so close when y'all live such different lives? But I guess like every time something good happened for her or like the next step happened for her in her life, I wasn't just like also sitting stagnant doing nothing, like sitting behind a desk or doing something that I didn't like. So I was doing things I loved. She was starting a family, which she loved. Therefore, I love the family she's starting. Therefore, she loves watching me succeed with my podcast. So I know this sounds really generic and like not a good, like really philosophical answer. But like, to be fair, we just like love each other. So whatever we're doing in our respective lives, we just like support each other with. And she's not such a like, she's not a normal mom. She's a cool mom, but she's not like just like being like, I can't do that. I have children, Shannon. She's like, yeah, let's pop off and get drunk at Tin Roof. Like I got a babysitter. So like she's still herself.
Yeah.
She hasn't really, I think some people might change a lot more than others when they have kids, which is totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't. I feel like she's still my friend. So
yeah, but I mean, just the day-to-day things that you do are completely different.
Totally.
So I mean, just to be that optimistic, that's a great friend.
Yeah,
like,
no,
both sides.
Oh,
that.
My
you
gosh.
Go, you're a good friend to her, and she's a good friend to you.
I
that's
couldn't
pretty
agree
special.
More. Yeah, if you can stay friends with someone that is such, like you said, living parallel lives, then mm-hmm. it's nice.
So do you, and you're the godmother to both of her kids or one?
Well, okay, so her husband's Catholic, so big deal being godfather, right? He like sat me down and was like, you know what this means. And I was like, relax. And Taylor's like from Alabama. She's like, Mike. And he's like, I'm serious, Taylor. This is serious.
It
and
is.
I'm like, okay. So yes, godmother to one. And then they just like never asked anyone else or like asked me again. So I'm just assuming the role for all three of them.
Will go that way. Okay.
Tell them they shouldn't fly together. But if they do.
I know. That's the story.
If they do, I'm there. It's funny. I'm like, wouldn't your Taylor's always like, Mike, it's not that serious. Like one of our parents would get the kids. And he's like, you know, you never know. You never know. So I'm like, all right.
Yeah, no, that first one, it's really hard. You're kind of thinking through that, yeah, and you're going, well, I don't want that person to have them. I got to write this in a will.
Yeah,
I got
really
you're paranoid
like,
now. You're
write shit down.
Yeah. Yeah. Does that make you want to start having a family?
I mean, I love the idea of having kids. I don't think I want to have kids anytime super soon. I just want to be a really good mom. It's like the same reason I don't have a dog. Like, I love dogs, so I can't have a dog because I just wouldn't have time for a dog. So
no,
I love
that's
kids.
True, and that's the kindest thing to do.
Yeah, I agree. For animals, yeah. I mean, I get sad when I see people just like, doing so many things and their dogs are just home. But same with kids. Love kids. Don't really have time for kids, so don't want them right now.
But you want. Yeah. So do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have an older sister and a younger brother.
Okay.
So I'm right in the middle.
Right in the middle. Yep. Middle one. And are you close with your parents?
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Because you talk about them a lot, like they've helped you move and do things like
that.
Oh
yeah. Like really, I'm just too old at this point for my parents to be flying in to help me move, but like they just do. And I'm like, that is so nice. Yeah, I broke both my feet last year.
Oh my gosh.
Not a vibe. It was like
not
right
a vibe.
During summer. couldn't recommend it less. It was bad. It was like both my big toes. And my mom was like, we're obviously going to come. And I was trying to be like, this is ridiculous. You need to come to Nashville. Like, I just broke my feet. It's fine. She's like, you broke both your feet. And I was like, insisted on not getting a wheelchair. So I was like, I'll just have crutches. But if crutches are for like one bum foot, not two. So I just would swing myself. I just look like a kid that was playing on crutches. It was just like not good. But yeah, they came in, like all these little things that they don't have to do. It's 7 hours. It's a long drive from South Carolina. So
yeah,
it's very nice. So they're still very involved in my life. I love them for that.
So you also talk about when you grew up, it was a different environment than what you've kind of lived now with yourself.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But you had, it seems like you must have had a lot instilled from your parents growing up to get you to this point and get you through hard times.
Yeah. I mean, they were for sure there during the hard times with like the show ending and whatever. I remember I called my dad and I was like, I just talked to Kristen. I'm not getting fired. He's like, what did she say? And I told her, he's like, you're getting fired. And I was like,
oh, wow.
No. And he was like, yeah, go ahead and prepare yourself. Like, if you need to cry, go ahead and do it now. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh, that was so sweet though.
Yeah, but I'm like, you know, the harsh realities, but they just kind of like put it in perspective and it's nice. But yeah, I grew up a lot differently in the sense of like, you know, grew up in a double wide in South Carolina. Beautiful. I should note it was on like beautiful lakefront property, but like, you know, still had wheels underneath. So
okay.
We love it. Yeah, but just like different in that sense. Like, my parents though, just I talk about this on my podcast, how I had no idea that we were like kind of broke. Like I came home one time and was like, Mom, this girl said that we live in a trailer. And she's like, well, that's not very nice for her to say that to you that way, but we do. And I was like, we don't live in a trailer. She's
this
like,
this is our house.
We do. And I was like, what the fuck? We live in a trailer? She's like, yeah. But like, I just never knew because they just were like the best parents ever. Like, I still had cool toys. I still had it all, you know? Like, they were just always making sure we had everything we wanted, needed. My sister played every sport under the sun. And that shit's expensive, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not athletic, so I couldn't speak on it. But she, like, was. And she did everything. And they were at every meet, did everything. So
you also learn to get a little bit of a thick skin with that too, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
So that's
sure.
a good thing.
Yeah.
That helps you now,
thick
I'm sure.
Skin, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Not too much.
Okay. So you recently have a boyfriend?
Yeah. So met him like on a vacation. I know it's like so cheesy, but also so fucking cute.
Uh-huh.
I was just in Barcelona with one of my girlfriends on a girls trip and we like passed them walking down the street and I was like, those guys are hot. And she was like, for sure. And I was like, let's follow them. She's like, that's fucking weird. No. And I was like,
we're going to follow them.
She's like, what are they going to say? I was like, I don't know. They'll like turn around and like, they'll see us and invite us to a bar or something. She's like, okay. They did not. They just walked so fast in the opposite direction. I was like, this is bleak. We should turn around. So we just like went to dinner, went to a couple bars, and then like hours and hours later, we like passed them again on the street. And then everyone kind of was like, ah, stop. And then he had an accent because he's from London and it's just really hot. And then, yeah, we just kind of.
So he was on vacation too?
Yeah, yeah. Because
okay.
He's from London. Right. So he was just on a guy's trip with one of his friends.
Well, that's a pretty good coincidence.
I know.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. So it's been really fun.
So that's a long distance.
That's not a short distance.
No. So do you go, I mean, that's got to be hard. How do you do that?
There's a nonstop. Well, luckily for me, both he and I have like careers in which we aren't like going to an office per se. So that's nice. We have a lot of flexibility. But I mean, there's a nonstop flight from obviously New York to London. It's still 6 hours, but like It doesn't seem that long. Also, I think I'm just like obsessed with them. So I'm like, it's not that long, but I've just gone there a couple times. He'll come to the U.S. next week, actually. So
is this his first time to come here?
He came to New York. Oh, for me. Yes. For you, yeah. So I've been to London twice, and then his family was on like a family vacation in Portugal. So I met his parents like the first time I went to London.
Oh, wow.
Which I was like, ooh. And then they were wonderful. And then I went, he invited me on their family vacation.
Oh, wow. Portugal. That's huge.
I know. I was like, what? But yeah, so went there. That was also great. So he comes here and he'll meet my family when he's here. So we'll see.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah.
So you had your apartment in New York before you met him?
Yes. I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
So did you get that because you thought you wanted to eventually find, or?
I got the apartment because every time I came to New York, like, and I'm sure you guys can attest to this, every time I came to New York, everything like great happened to me. Like, I just really had like, there's just so much more opportunity. There's just everything so much more accessible. Like, you know, this podcast just wouldn't have been the same if I had done it over Zoom with you guys. Like, mm-hmm. Everything is just kind of better in New York. What's that TikTok? It's like better money, better bitches, better like all that. I'm like, I feel like that about New York. I just really wanted to just be here. But I couldn't really give up Nashville quite yet. Mm-hmm. So I just like kept my place in Nashville and then was like, I'll just split time. So that is what I did for most of this year.
Okay.
Which is nice. Yeah.
So you do your podcast anywhere?
Yeah. I have a setup in my house in Nashville and then I have a setup in my apartment in New York.
Okay.
And then my producer will just fly out and then we'll just knock it out.
That's good.
Yeah.
That sounds like, so do you have a plan going forward besides what you're doing right now? Like, is there a bigger picture you want to get to?
I would love to do live shows. I think that would be so fun to just like kind of go on tour and just like meet everyone that listens and do be able to like get to know them more. And I see a lot of podcasters that I love doing that. And I'm always trying to jump on board and coattails as much as I can. So I would love, that's like a big goal for me for 2023.
Could you do that by your, like, would you want to do that all by yourself?
I would probably, if I had to guess, would like do a segment by myself and then whatever city I was in, I would try to get like a fun or cool guest from that city. Like if I was in Chicago, I do like someone cool from Chicago that I know, or maybe that's been on the podcast before. I don't know. But yeah, I would definitely want to have guests on for sure.
Yeah.
I love to bounce off someone. Otherwise, I just
I think it'd be hard to do a live show all by yourself.
Well, you're just doing stand-up at that point. That's fucking hard. Like, that's just hard. Yeah.
No, I can't imagine doing stand-up. But
no.
But you can pretty much just chat and be.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you take calls on your podcast?
You know, we have.
Because that's kind of the same. That would be similar little bit. Yeah.
And when you have like prompted questions, like advice, kind of like ask Shannon, whatever, that's also makes things easier. But no, we have someone like call in and it'll be recorded and then they'll like play it. So we definitely do stuff like that too. Yeah. Usually on solo pods. I also talk so fucking fast that sometimes when I do a solo pod, I'm like, was that only 45 minutes? But when I have a guest, it's like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And then I'm annoyed because I'm like, that should have been longer. So when I put questions in there and stuff, it helps elongate the episodes, which is nice.
So you've talked about your mom a little bit.
Yes.
And getting through with your change of careers and what you went into, how did she feel about that with you doing that?
Well, I mean, when I was in college, I think my parents just knew I did not like school. And so they were always like, you know, my report cards were always like, she's so capable, she does not apply herself. And I'm like, oh, I know, but mom, like, there's a cute guy in class. And then you go to college and I'm like, I was the president of my sorority, just like crushing it. But like, I could have given a shit less about class. And they were like, we got to do this. So anyways, fast forward to, like I said, I convinced my parents that I would move to Nashville. And they were like, for what? Nashville 8 years ago was not like Nashville is now.
Yeah.
So they were like, what? And my parents have always been supportive, but I think my dreams and my aspirations always kind of aligned with things that they would be supportive of. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know, I'm going to go to Nashville and like, I'll continue my degree. And then mom was like, you are not going to continue your schooling online. I was like, yeah, no, you totally can do that these days. Like, you can just like keep doing it online. She was like, you have to finish your degree. Cause I had like a semester left.
Oh, wow.
I know. Again, the student loans, it's tough. So I was like, yeah, I will. Obviously I didn't. And then for the first like 3 years in Nashville, I was kind of just boofing around, just like having fun, started drinking alcohol, didn't drink in college, just started having basically it was like my college experience was like being 21 to 23 in Nashville. But I mean, I was calling my parents every other day being like, I just need $46 for the rest of my rent. And I'd give some long reasoning and they're like, I mean, I've always been good at like selling, you know? Uh-huh. So like my parents would eventually be like, here's $46, just shut up. I'm like, okay, I get it, okay. And then yeah, my dad basically sat me down one time. My mom's always been like such a believer that I could be like more, do more. She's like, you should be a movie star. I'm like, okay, mom, really relax. But it's sweet, right? Like just really endearing. My dad was like, we're not giving you any more money. And I was like, that's crazy. And they were like, no, really, like, we're not. Like, you have to figure this out. You're 23, you have to figure it out. So fast forward, I do the, like, I work for Kristen, I do the show, whatever. And after I got fired from that, I kind of just decided to start really being myself on social media, kind of like I touched on earlier, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember my mom, and this is no, you know, like, shade towards her, because it ends well, but she was not about it. And she, you know, I am Southern. She grew up very Southern. She grew up in Louisiana, you know, raised in South Carolina. And she was just like, stop cussing on your social media. Oh, also, I should note, I did pageants when I was in, like, high school.
Okay.
So, like, that was just like, she just was like, you were Miss South Carolina Teen USA in 2012. How could you say fuck online? I'm like,
that's so true, though.
I'm like, listen, Sharon Kay, we gotta reel this in a little bit, all right? Like, I'm not 17 anymore. But really, she just was, I remember one time she called me, and I wonder if she'd be sad if I said this, but, like, she was like, I just don't, did I do something? Did I not give you enough attention? Like, why do you want this attention so bad online? And I don't remember what I'd posted. I think it was, like, a picture of me in a towel, like, so, like, up to here, down to the knees, like, just like a towel or something. And she was like, I just don't know what I did wrong. And I was like, Mom. And I kind of just, like, we basically had not a falling out, because her and I are so close, but I just had to tell her, like, you won't understand it right now, but, like, if I don't do this, like, I'm not going to be happy. If I have to keep putting on this facade, I'm not going to be happy. So I just want to be myself. And every once in a while, I really like to say fuck. And so I want to do that. And she's like, and she probably wasn't really happy with it at first, but then it's like a slow burn. Like, she just saw me gaining, like, followers and friends, like, people that are just really appreciative of me being myself. She saw me be a happier person, mm-hmm. because I am happier whenever I'm being myself and being
probably
authentic.
Confidence.
Yeah, and I think she just saw it, and she is such a good mother and such a good friend that I think as soon as she saw the payoff, she was like, wait, this is what's best for my daughter. Mm-hmm. But there was, like, a lot of pushback at first. And then, like, a lot of people in my life in general were like, I don't know if you should be sad. I would never say that. And I'm like, well, we're not the same. So, like, I just had to really, you know, have confidence in myself to not push back on being myself, which all this sounds cliche, but it's
no,
the
no,
truth.
That's hard to do.
Yeah.
I think, just, especially if you were raised a certain way.
Yeah.
Alex kind of had the same thing, but when you just said that about your mom thought to herself, what did I do wrong? Like, yeah. What did I do that caused that? Alex talking sometimes on her show, I'm, like, right. Cringing, and I'm like, what did I do? You made her do that.
I know.
I'm did I not pay attention to her?
No. It's yeah. So funny. It's yeah. So sad. I'm like, no, you guys are great. We're just funny.
Yeah.
We just want to talk funny. About sex sometimes, you know? So, yeah, I mean, I think there's, like, there was, it's much closed now, but, like, much more closed now, but there was a massive gap of women just talking about that kind of stuff, and it is shocking and jarring at first, but, like, it's what everyone's thinking, and it's what your friends are sitting, like, behind closed doors talking about with a glass of wine with their girlfriends anyways. Like, I'm sure you did it with your girlfriends, you know?
Well, no, see, that's the difference. Our girlfriend, we maybe mentioned it once and went on. We didn't sit there and discuss it like you guys do.
Oh, okay.
Well, like, it'd be like, we all know everyone's going through that. Big deal. We just go on. We don't name it either. Like, one of the name, what was it you had? I sent you a picture of it. Mm-hmm. Whiskey dick or something. We were like, oh yes. My God, we got to Google this. Because and then we're like, well, we know what that is. We just didn't
you
name
just didn't
it.
Give it a name. Well, yeah.
Or we didn't talk about it more than once.
But, yeah, see, we're just, maybe other friends don't talk about it more than once, but I think it's like, I don't know, it feels just nice to just, like, say what you want to say and do it. And then a lot of people listening are like, oh my God, I've always wanted to say that. I've always thought that. And it just makes people feel
I think that's true.
Better.
Yeah.
Or less alone, I guess, which is nice.
Which is very nice.
I want people to feel like comforted, like a warm hug.
But what you were saying about being in New York and having all of, like, you said, every time I come here, all these opportunities and things, that's something that you make for yourself, I feel like. Like, you have that in you to make that happen. Like, what do you think that is? Because that's a quality that you have that probably a lot of people don't have. Like, there's something about you that I think does that.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't want to be broke again. Don't want to call my dad and ask for $46. Yeah. I got, like, a little bit of taste. And it's funny because I'm just someone that doesn't stress out about money. And I think money controls a lot of people's, like, everyday thoughts, marriages, divorce. Like, so much in life, people are so worried about money. I don't know why. I'm just never stressed about it. I just know I'll always make it. I just, like, tell myself that. I don't know if I'm, like, accidentally manifesting or what. But I do know that in order to, like, continue doing and living the fun life I have, I've got to work. Mm-hmm. And I just, like, love working. I love connecting with people. And I'm lucky, and we're all lucky here that our jobs are connecting with other people. And I think even from, like, a young age, I just, like, loved talking. When I was, like, younger, I would be at like a sleepover, and the kids would be like playing Barbies, and then like the adults would be talking around the fire, and I'd be like trying to talk with them, and they'd be like, all right, well, the adults are having a conversation. And I'd be like, I know, right? So, and they're like, okay, go inside, like get out of here. And I'm like, ugh. I just have always like loved learning about other people and talking about experiences. So I think to your question, like, I think that is a characteristic I have inside of me that makes people want to like talk to me, or maybe makes people want to think of me in a room of opportunities, like, oh, Shayna would be good at that. Uh-huh. So yeah, I know I don't like to be like too like braggy or anything, but I just think I have that in me, and I just like to do that and make other people feel happy and in turn make money doing it.
Yes, that's a good plan. And you're doing a good job at it.
Thanks.
Okay, so at the end of this show, we usually ask you to call your mom.
Okay.
Do you want to call your mom?
Let me see.
First?
I texted her and said, I'm gonna call you, don't use your phone voice. She loves Barstool, so let's see. She didn't answer.
Does she call it Barstool or Barstools?
Let's see. Let's see. She's...
Hello?
Hello. Hey.
You just talked to your little brother?
No. Why?
Because I said, call Shane and ask her what she thinks.
What was it about?
I'm like, okay, Dylan.
What was it about?
He bought these little Halloween lights, the purple and black and orange.
Got it.
Twinkle lights.
Got it.
He wants to put them up in his room.
Got it.
I said, wait till they leave, then you can put up all you want. Well, when they get in here, I said, October 8th. It'll be halfway to Halloween by then. They can just take them down if they don't like them. I'm like, we're turning your place into a hotel suite, but you want to put up Halloween lights. Okay.
Okay, so really quick, I will discuss with Dylan how he absolutely cannot put Halloween lights up where me and James are going to stay at the lake house. But I'm on the podcast right now that I was telling you about yesterday.
Gosh, I hope that didn't get on the podcast.
That's okay. No, it's okay. I wanted to call you because I'm on the podcast called Mother Knows Best. Remember I told you?
No.
Yes. Yeah, I told you yesterday because you said you love Barstool.
Oh, that. Yes. Totally.
Yep. I'm on it right now. I'm on it right now. Do you call it Barstool or Barstools?
I say Barstool.
Oh, okay.
Good
that's
job.
That's right. Good job. Well, I'm sitting here with Kim, who is the mother of Alex, who's sitting beside me as well. And
hi.
I am so sorry. You should not let me ramble like that.
No,
you're on speaker, mom.
It's great. Oh, you're on speaker, mom, and you're broadcasting to thousands of people. I should have referenced that.
Me.
Yes. Okay.
Not telling me the truth right now.
No, I am. But they wanted me to ask you what your favorite thing about me is.
Gosh. Well, clearly it's not advising people that you're on speakerphone.
Least favorite thing. Got it. But your favorite thing about me.
My favorite thing about me is that you're always you.
Aw, that fits in very nicely with what we talked about on the podcast so far.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we love having her on here. She's awesome.
You hear that, Mom? They said I've been saying yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. I've been very nice. I'm invited back to Miss Kim's house.
We can tell she had a great mom.
Yes. Aw, thank you.
Well, I love you, Mom. I'll tell Dylan absolutely not about the twinkle lights, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Love you.
Bye. Oh, she's sweet.
Just really important, hard-hitting things here at the Ford household.
Yes. Those lights are very important.
My little brother, we have this like little extension off the side of our house. We call it the guest house. It's like four walls in a room. But my little brother, 23, still lives at home. Just saying, Dylan, if you're listening to this. And I asked him, which was so nice. I was like, hey, when James and I come to visit the lake, can we stay in the guest house instead of staying in, you know, the house with mom and dad? And he was like, yeah, that's fine. And because he was so nice to do that, I was like, I'll get you like new. I got him a few new things for the house, like a new couch he needed desperately and like just a couple things. And now he's going to put Halloween fairy twinkle lights in this new abode that I've created. No.
We'll he just wants you all to be prepared.
He just wants us to be festive. I love it.
Yeah.
I hate it. Okay.
I hate to ask this. Do they celebrate Halloween in London? Oh, my gosh.
You know, Kim. I also asked that.
Okay.
And he said, blimey, are you serious? And I was like, yes. But they don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, that's because when the pilgrims came.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which, of course, then I was like, oh, yeah, because the pilgrims came. We've had the same train of thoughts here. But, yeah, so they do celebrate Halloween.
Okay.
He would understand the reference of the purple and orange, but I don't think he'd love it.
No, it might be a little distracting.
Just a little.
I should ask her.
What?
What?
The reference?
Oh, the reference for what? Oh, I said I don't think he would. I think you would understand the reference of the purple and orange lights, but
got it.
He wouldn't appreciate them.
Okay.
Maybe he wouldn't like him as much as Dylan thinks he would like him, my little brother. Maybe he just enjoys festivities differently than we do. Who knows?
I don't know. I don't know why I even asked that, because I know that Mexico celebrates Halloween like on this huge, large scale.
Yeah.
A lot more than we do.
And a different day, I thought, too, maybe.
It is a different day, actually.
Day of the Dead is a different day or something.
Yeah, that's
right. Great question. I asked it as well, so.
Okay, well, that makes me feel better, because I thought that might be my boomer move, but now it's not.
Oh, dang it. Do you have one? I watched your podcast earlier and saw your boomer move.
My boomer move this time was I was out of town this last weekend with some girlfriends, and we accidentally switched credit cards and didn't realize it for, like, a whole day. And I was, like, getting these texts going, you charged? I'm like, I don't think I used that card, but whatever.
It's so funny to me. That's great. I like that one a lot.
Yeah. Well, Shannon, thank you for being on.
Absolutely.
I really enjoyed it. I know you are going to go far in life and do whatever you want to do
because you
just have that personality.
I hope so. Well, I appreciate it. And thank you for having me. This has been lovely. Big fans of both of yours. So
thank you.
I loved being on it.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wow, are you okay, Alex? She was amazing.
It's so refreshing sometimes when they say don't meet your heroes, but then you do meet somebody you really admire and they're just as good, if not better, in person than you thought they would be. And that was the case with her.
Yes. Well, you prepped me very well, because there was a lot of depth to her. And some of these things I was struggling with, like, how do I get into that or ask her that? And she's very easy to talk to, which is probably why she does so great with her podcast and is a great influencer. Anyway, she's very down to earth and a pleasure.
Major pleasure. Everyone's been saying that your podcast guest list has been really good. Like, you had Girl Boss Town on. Next week, you're going to have Heidi D'Amelio.
Yes.
Shannon Ford.
Yes.
I mean, that's like
Grace O'Malley.
Oh, yeah. The good old O'Malley.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm very proud of you, Mom. Good job.
Thank you.
Next week, Heidi D'Amelio will be on. So
yes.
We're trucking along.
Yes, and she was great. So we had her on a long time ago, and the difference between her then and now is huge, and she's just great to talk to.
Like, comment, subscribe to Mother Knows Best. Follow Content Kim with 2 Ks.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow me, just Alex Bennett. Shannon specifically can follow me. I'm just kidding. We love you guys.
We love you, and we will see you next week.